We lived out there for a month.
Okay.
And, you know, it was after Jerry was in. Do you know that the film he was in with Jonathan Demme directed?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was after that, and Jerry was kind of going out there to be a Hollywood star or something like that, and he convinced everyone to go with him. And we ended up, it was really like hilarious. We went out there, and Mike lived out there in a very small apartment. Like, his front room was about a quarter of the size of this room. And I had arranged to stay with Mike. No, he was no longer in the band. Dave was already in the band. And no one else wanted to stay with Mike. Like, they were like too cool or something like that. And Jerry, and they wanted, I think they wanted to stay at Dave's, you know. But Dave's wife, Angie, like, got tired of Steven Jerry over there, so she basically threw him out. So we all ended up in this very small room, like sleeping side by side and on the floor. And you know, I mean, you could like see and smell everyone going to the John. And you know, I mean, it was like really, really tight quarters. And we ended up only playing two shows for at Madame Wong's and Madame Wong's West. And they were like on Monday night or Tuesday night. No one was there, and like all of Jerry's like the Hollywood friends that he expected would come out, like Demme and Bob Ridgely and these actors that he was in with, they didn't show up. And you know, it was just like, I mean, I guess we kind of bombed. We bombed in LA, but it was a great experience. On the way home, we flipped over the van, and it actually ended up right side up. We like went all the way around. We were like, ah! And it was like so snowy in the you know, between the east and west roads, you know, the whatever you call that. And we ended up slipping into that and rolling the van. Then the windshield wipers went out and it was raining, and Jerry wanted me and Steve, because it was Dave stayed out there because his wife was out there, or his girlfriend at the time. So me and Steve and Jerry were driving back, and Jerry we needed to get a windshield wiper motor, but we didn't have one. And Jerry was trying to talk me and Steve to like tying rope onto the windshield, and like one of us going one way and the other one going one way. It's like an idea he came up with. It's not a bad idea, but we didn't actually do that.
To move the wipers kind of on the other side of the
Yeah,
window,
but I remember we got the motor in Tulsa and at a junkyard, and you know, we had a really good time out there, even though the band didn't do anything. You know, everyone was okay. Yeah, it was a miracle. It was a total miracle. You know, I mean, we were like definitely watched over and saved, you know. I mean, because I mean, we would have been dead, really. I mean, if that had gone some other twisted some other way or something like that, we just would have been gone, really. But I mean that's why that sticks out so much with me, you know. And I don't know if the van really went all the way around or not, but it seemed like it did to me. But it was, you know, it was fun. And it was the ironic thing about it was, it's like one of the, you know, Jerry really had to convince some of us to go out there, you know, because it was like, you know. And he was like, he told us he had like contracts for shows and stuff, and he didn't. Or he could get, maybe he didn't have contracts, but he could get these really good shows. And you know, and that wasn't the case. But the ironic thing that I was going to say was that it was in, I think, 1982. And you can check this, you know, I'm sure somehow, but we were going to LA, right? And like, okay, we're going to LA, you know, you're freezing in Detroit or whatever like that. Well, Detroit was about 70 degrees for the month of December and November. So we didn't even have like bragging rights for that. And we were actually supposed to, we were supposed to move out there, you know, but we didn't.
Right.
There was no reason to.